जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय शील प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय शील प्रभुपाद शिवराष्टमी की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चादेशतारिणे. So we heard very beautiful description of the tattva, Srimati Radharani. And this song is spoken or sung, composed. Srila Rupa Goswami is really qualified to understand actually what is the meaning, just as we heard that one should not immediately jump to a high level of trying to understand the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This Vaidhi Bhakti, this process of brahmacharya and sannyas, rules and regulations. Who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you, O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure, O New Moon, who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O Friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, faithfulness to Krishna, O you who are filled with compassion, O you whose divine character by the great sages, Sanak is Sanatan. O Radha, please be merciful to me. So Srila Prabhupada describes in a lecture, 1969, that Krishna, he is the Param Brahma, the supreme enjoyer. And he has the propensity to enjoy. And as we heard, we also have that same propensity. But he will not enjoy on a mundane platform. Just like in the history, all in India, in all the great literatures, it's described how transcendentalists, great yogis, sannyasis have given up this temporary, material, mundane pleasure to seek this Brahma Bhuta, this Param Brahma, this divine transcendental happiness. So Krishna, having this desire, actually Krishna and Radha are one, just like fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's fire, there's smoke. Where there's Krishna, there's Radha. Where there's Radha, there's Krishna. And Radharani is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the pleasure potency. And Krishna, he says that I am complete, Atmarama, I'm self-satisfied. But what is it that attracts me to Srimati Radharani. She is hundreds of times more attractive than even my own self. So in that mood, Lord Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani in a golden complexion. But this is a great science, great philosophy. Prabhupada describes how Bharat Maharaj, an emperor of the world, had a powerful kingdom, queen, many opportunities for enjoyment in the royal princesses. There's always so many beautiful women and enjoyment opportunities. But he renounced, gave up the worldly kingdom to achieve this pleasure, this higher pleasure, this Param Brahma. And even Lord Buddha, he was a prince, had so much opportunity for so-called enjoyment, but he gave it up for tapasya, for austerity, to perform this yajna. So they are not looking for the mundane pleasures or the mundane happiness of this material world. In this way, the Lord, he descended 500 years ago or so as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srimati Radharani appeared 5,000 years ago. Maybe Dinabandhu Prabhu can give more details of her appearance. Sometimes Prabhupada briefly describes that Vrishabhanu was plowing the field and found Srimati Radharani in the field. And he did not have a child, so he took this beautiful little girl with her eyes closed to Kirtidas. He said, "Oh, queen, I have brought you a beautiful baby. Oh, where you have found such a beautiful baby?" "Oh, in the field." And I'm sure there's history and great description. But Srimati Radharani kept her eyes closed, very, very beautiful. And she did not open her eyes until she was in front of Krishna. So that description is there, that near Barsana, she appeared, not from an ordinary womb. It's not she's like an ordinary woman, like my mother or my sister or my girlfriend. She's the divine goddess, and she is the supreme God, the supreme personality. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, and Srimati Radharani is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. She's the attractor of Cupid. Everyone's attracted to Krishna or wants to have Krishna throughout this world, throughout the universe. Everyone's looking for Krishna, how to achieve this higher pleasure. And Krishna is looking and always desiring to be in the association of Srimati Radharani. I also read about the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. It's a wonderful meditation. So this is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Again, Rupa Goswami is describing some of the transcendental qualities by which she can control Krishna. Her transcendental qualities. Number one, she is sweetness personified. So everyone is looking for sweets except for all of us who have maybe high blood sugar or something, but the sweets are always very very desirable, you know, the cakes and gulab jamuns and rasgulla, burfi, so many wonderful sweets are there. So, but she's sweetness personified beyond any sweet. She is a fresh young girl. The beauty, you know, when children are young, they're very attractive, very beautiful, but sometimes they're obnoxious, and unless they were very beautiful, you wouldn't tolerate them. But she's so beautiful. A fresh young girl. Her eyes are always moving. Very enchanting. She's always brightly smiling. When you see someone brightly smiling, it gives one happiness. Great, great joy. So Krishna, he's never morose. He's always happy. So Srimati Radharani is always brightly smiling, full of bliss, and her eyes are moving to see Krishna, thinking of Krishna. 5, she possesses all auspicious marks on her body. There are many descriptions of her hand and how there's the elephant goat, and different chakra and different symbols, all auspicious symbols on both her hands. You can meditate on all auspicious markings, I'm sure, on her feet. There are many descriptions given. 6, she can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person. You know, we sometimes smell beautiful aroma, rose garden, the flowers. Oh, so sweet, you know. Sometimes some flowers can be so arousing and very sweet smell. So Krishna, just by the flavor of her person, he's completely agitated and enchanted. 7, she's expert in the art of singing. When someone can sing very nicely, people are very attracted, and she sings beautifully, glorifying Krishna. She can speak very nicely and sweetly. So this is a wonderful attribute, to be able to speak in such a way that's pleasing, very sweet, and it soothes the heart, not that, you know, harsh bickering or yelling, or these things that go on in the material world. But in a spiritual world, Srimati Radharani, she's speaking very sweetly. She's expert in presenting feminine attractions. She's modest and gentle. It's described that she's actually the topmost Mahabhagavat, and she feels that all the other gopis are much more qualified than me. I'm not qualified. You know, and she always is eager to present others to Krishna. It's described that we're all beggars, no matter how unqualified we may be. If we beg to Srimati Radharani when we're chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare is addressing Srimati Radharani. We're calling, O Mother Hara, Mother, most compassionate Mother, please, please give me your blessings, your mercy. And Srimati Radharani is pleased by your call, by your devotion, because she's modest and she's very gentle. She says, my dear Krishna, please, this person is praying so nicely, such a nice devotee. Please accept his prayer and give your blessings. Although she's the topmost, she's the leader of all the gopis and the topmost Mahabhagavat. But all those who are seeking devotional service, those who are on the path of bhakti, those who are trying to achieve the liberation and Krishna's lotus feet, must go through Srimati Radharani and get her blessings. She's always very merciful. Just like Srila Prabhupada is so kind and so merciful, reflecting the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Even though we were very uncivilized, dirty, bad habits, many of us had no understanding of spiritual life, but Srila Prabhupada would not only engage us in devotional service, but even after we slip and fall, he'd pick us up again and come on, continue on this battlefield. Just like in a battlefield, someone is injured or wounded, they come and pick him up and bring him to the safety. So Prabhupada is giving us always the safety of his lotus feet, his mercy, and she is always very merciful. Srimati Radharani is transcendentally cunning. She knows how to dress nicely for Krishna. So we see so many beautiful paintings of how Srimati Radharani is dressed very beautifully. She's always shy. This is a beautiful quality, especially in a woman. Prabhupada describes a story. He was sitting on a veranda speaking with a godbrother, and they were in the doorway. And a cleaning lady was coming, but she would not come, she would not approach, because out of shyness she was staying back and they understood, oh, she needs to go inside and clean. So they moved so that she can go to perform her duty. Not that, hey, get out of the way, you know, I have to go do this cleaning. No, she was very, very shy, and Prabhupada very much appreciated that quality of shyness. So these qualities, the good qualities in particular that are exhibited by devotees, are reflections coming ultimately from Srimati Radharani. She's always respectful. Isn't it? We were discussing yesterday with the Sankirtan Kirtan group. We had a meeting in my office that, you know, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarodapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. To always give respect to others and be humble, because ultimately we are servants, and by honoring Srimati Radharani, we should also, as she offers respect, we should be respectful. She's always patient. Many times we say, why we're not achieving Krishna consciousness. For God's sake, I've been chanting for the last 20 years, 30 years, you know. I should be experiencing some taste in Krishna consciousness. But patience. Rupa Goswami says that we should perform utsahan nishchayat darya tat tat karma pavartanat. That enthusiasm, determination, with patience. We have to be patient. She's very grave. So we all like to be frivolous and play and joke, but also we have to be very grave in our Krishna consciousness, because life is short, and life, we have to be very serious to achieve the mercy and blessings of Srimati Radharani. She appeared for that purpose, to give her blessings, and she's showing by her behavior that she's very sober and grave. She's enjoyed by Krishna. She's always situated on the highest devotional platform. So we're hearing that she's patient, respectful, she's shy, and she's on the highest devotional platform. But she doesn't think that. Srimati Radharani is thinking that others are more qualified. Everyone is more qualified. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was saying that, I am lower than the worm and stool. I'm lower than Jagai and Madhai. Prabhupada said he meant it. He was not simply making some show of words. Oh yes, I am very, very fallen, Prabhu. And no, actually it's a genuine feeling of humility. And because they are exhibiting this mood of humility, they are considered on the highest devotional platform. She is the abode of love of the residents of Gokula. In Vrindavan, Braj, everyone is attracted to Srimati Radharani. Everyone in their dealings with one another, hey Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe. And even on the street, the rickshaw wallahs trying to pass you, Radhe Radhe, you know, coming. I don't want to run you over or anything. And so Srimati Radharani, she's Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwara Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hare Priye. Daughter of Vrishabhanu, she's the queen of Vrindavan, Bhageshwari, Brajeshwari. So she's the abode of love of the residents of Gokul. And you can see that in their devotion when they're running to the temples in the morning to see the Mangal Arati, to see the deities, and how they, with loving feeling, offer flowers to Radha Krishna, because they have love. And she has an exchange of love for the residents of Vrindavan and Gokula. She can give shelter to all kinds of devotees. So one should not think that, oh, Rupa Goswami is taking shelter of this young girl. How is it that they're praying to this young girl, Radharani? There must be great, you know, pundits or great scholars. Sanatana Goswami often said that the village people consider me a great scholar, very learned, but I don't even know who I am. So I'm taking shelter of you, O Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed him for 2 months, and also instructed Rupa Goswami. They're all direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Rupa Goswami, he offers prayers to Sanatana Goswami, considers him my spiritual master. So we should know that there are many Shiksha Guru, and the great Acharyas are setting the example of how to surrender to Guru and how to surrender in such a way that you're always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. Number 22, she's always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. So it's like, okay, all respect to my guru, get out of the way, get out of the way, my guru's coming. You know, it's like, We don't want to be pushing the inferiors because our so-called superior is coming. We should be respectful and very mindful of all Vaishnavas, not considering one high, one low. Oh, you know, what year you joined? Oh, I got you by 2 years. You should offer respect right away. You know, it's not a matter like that. And what Dhruva Maharaj, such a young boy, Prahlad Maharaj, such a young boy, and you would think, well, how is it that even Kapila Muni is instructing his mother? So Prabhupada had a special affection and affinity to Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Somehow, he was very much involved in the pastimes. And it's not simply an external calibration or consideration of who's superior, who's inferior. So we should be on the safe side and be very humble and offer affection and respect to superiors and inferiors. She's always obliged by the dealings of her associates. Everybody, you know, you want to be grateful, somebody offering service, rendering service, so she's very appreciative. She's the greatest amongst Krishna's girlfriends. So Krishna has, he exhibited a little bit, 1,108 queens, and so many gopis, and people sometimes like this Krishna philosophy because they think it's an opportunity to enjoy like Krishna. Well, you know, it says we're part of Krishna. Krishna has desires. We have desires. He enjoys with women, so we can enjoy with women. So this is a misunderstanding. Krishna's showing his power, his potency. Okay, he married over 1,000 queens, but he also put a palace for each and every one of them. And he didn't leave them alone in the palace. He personally resided in that palace and supplied all their necessities and comforts. It wasn't that he was limited to some mundane comparison. And number 25, she always keeps Krishna under her control. So this is the potency of Srimati Radharani, that she controls Krishna by her shyness, by her beauty, by her singing, and in so many ways. And we're very fortunate to be reminded here in Vrindavan by the constant chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The calling out to Krishna, calling out to Srimati Radharani. You see, Srimati Radharani has twice as many names in that Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. So we are very much fortunate and blessed to have the most beautiful Srimati Radharani, Shishi Radha Shyama Sundar, and to be in the most beautiful temple, the Srila Prabhupada, out of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fulfilling the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different. Radha Krishna, he's a combination of Radha and Krishna. We see that one picture where he's manifesting himself as Radha Krishna in front of Ramananda Roy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would discuss philosophy with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, and various philosophers. He would discuss philosophy. He was just simply some sentimentalist. Also, he would discuss pastime and Leela, Ramananda Roy, and other very intimate associates. But for the people in general, he would publicly chant the holy name, chant and dance. And this is what this Krishna consciousness movement was all about. When Srila Prabhupada brought his white elephants from the Western countries to India, that 1970, 71? 70, 71. And we see some videos and pictures of all the devotees with Harinam chatters and garlands and tilak and Gopi Chandan and waves of ecstasy, all the devotees chanting and dancing and performing this Nam Sankirtan. And this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Her divine appearance is today. Srila Prabhupada has blessed us by giving us an opportunity to render some small service. So we should all pray for the blessing and mercy of Srimati Radharani. श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय. सो नाउ लास्ट इज बेस्ट, वी आर हैविंग पास्ट टाइम्स एंड फर्दर ग्लोरिफिकेशन इन डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.